Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know Patricia Heaton, of course, as a three-time Emmy winner, best known for long-running roles on Everybody Loves Raymond and The Middle. Well, shocker, apparently she is not married to Ray Romano. She's married to a guy named David Hutt, who's also an actor, and they have produced and directed a touching and offbeat feature comedy, Unexpected, that is released today on iTunes. They joined us here in the National Defense, Patricia. And David, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. In fact, just to be clear, actually iTunes is tomorrow on Apple TV. Amazon is today, DirecTV and Google Play, all the other ones are today.
Oh, I got you. Well, how do you, Patricia, how do you release a movie on iTunes?
You know what? We were so excited. Last night, we turned on the TV. We searched for our movie, Unexpected, starring Anna Camp and Joe Mazzello. And we purchased our own movie. We were so excited to see our logo come up. And our logo is, we have four sons, and our company is called Four Boys Entertainment. And, our logo is a pair of old tennis shoes dropping. And in the background, you can hear our sons when they were very little, all laughing. And it just gives me chills, actually, to even talk about it, because it's been a long, long road to get this movie done. Dave was really the guy that pushed it over the line as director and producer. Even yesterday, he was still signing off some release forms that hadn't completely been finished yet. Yes, no, it's been a crazy journey.
Two years of our lives, Randy, because we started filming right before COVID, and of course we know what happened next. Then we just had to suspend production. I had to replace one of the cast members, and then had to reshoot pretty much the whole thing all over again the following year, and then go into post-production. And it was just little old me, so...
Wow.
It's been quite the journey.
Can I say something
for your listeners? If you're broadcasting to military bases...
Yes.
I grew up in the shadow of Lake and Heath and Mildenhall, two of the biggest Air Force bases that the U.S. has in Europe. And just a shout-out to all those men and women who are serving over there.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, because we're also on Armed Forces Radio Network, and so they are listening to you this morning. We're talking to Patricia Heaton and David Hunt here on the National Defense. And I love the premise of this movie. It's centered around a young couple and their desire for a family. Music critic Bob is struggling with a demotion, addicted to Zoloft, and trying to wrangle the menagerie of animals that his wife Amy has accumulated. And Patricia, the thing that I can relate to here is when I met my wife, she was really, really into horseback riding and loved horses. I knew nothing about it. And of course now, almost 40 years later, we've lived with horses all of our lives and accumulated so many animals that I don't even know all their names.
Yes. Yeah. And, I'll tell you, just to kind of give you an idea, Randy, of how long these things take to get done in Hollywood. This movie is loosely based on a book we optioned in 2004. We are now in 2023.
Wow.
So it takes that long of trying to find financing, trying to find writers, trying to find cast, trying to get it set up somewhere. And we finally just said, we're going to do this ourselves. Dave took the helm, pushed it all the way through. And, it was a learning curve for both of us. It's been a great learning curve. It's one of the things I actually enjoy about the entertainment industry, which can be very difficult, is that there's no end to how much you can learn about our craft and how things work, both on the artistic side and the business side. And it's kind of like you learning over the years that all this equine information that you now have.
Right.
You don't know what to do with, I'm sure.
Well, I saw the trailer for this movie called Unexpected. And it really brought me back to what's going on in my life right now. We've got a daughter that's getting married in May, and all of the things that are happening today are just weird to me. I mean, the attire for their wedding is something called creative black tie. It sends everybody into a panic. I mean, that's an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
That's so, you know, our sons. Exactly. Our sons are just in their 20s, so we're quite only one of them has a girlfriend. So I think I don't know what it's going to be like by the time they get married. Maybe it'll be easier than what you're going through.
Yeah, get ready. Hey, David, you have been in some of my favorite shows, Mad Men, 24, Monk. Those are some colossal hits.
The first movie I ever did, by the way, was with Clint Eastwood. Talk about a bucket list.
Wow.
It was the last of the Dirty Harry movies, and it was Liam Neeson and myself and Patricia Clarkson. And I've worked with some wonderful people over the years, I got to say. But Clint was definitely an influence in me wanting to actually direct, because working with him was a dream.
Boy, when your first movie is Clint Eastwood, that's pretty good.
Yes, Dave is the actual serial killer in that movie, so you got to watch
it. Give
it
away.
Oh, great! Spoiler alert.
No, I haven't blown anything.
Hey, we're coming up on Valentine's Day here, and I mean, besides this gift of a movie called Unexpected, where did you guys meet, Patricia? How'd you meet?
Oh my gosh, I was had been living in Hoboken and wanted to move back into New York City to be closer to this guy I was dating. So I sublet an apartment from this actor, and it turned out to be my husband of 32 years now, David Hunt. So wow. Clearly the original relationship I was moving back into the city for did not work out. And I sublet Dave's apartment. He went off to do Hamlet in Baltimore, I think it was. But we kept in touch, and now we have 32 years of marriage and 4 sons.
Wow. That's a great.
We want to make that into a movie.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, that sounds like a movie. And David, you got big plans for Valentine's Day? Are you one of those romantic kind of guys?
I am, but my wife really isn't. So I'll just take myself out to dinner probably and give myself a couple of hours. No, I'm joking. I'm totally joking. No, we're actually really doing major promos for the film because we kind of think it's a really great watch over Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. It's called Unexpected, and it looks like it's such a really, really fun movie. It's streaming this week just about everywhere, right?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for the time.
Yeah.
And Patricia, once again, we just loved you so much on Everybody Loves Raymond. What a great chemistry you guys had. Do you guys still stay in touch?
Oh, yeah. Well, the remaining cast are still in touch. And Ray graciously, you know, hosts a Labor Day party every year. And we all make a point to make sure we're in town to get together again and see each other.
That is so cool. Thank you guys so much. Great luck on the movie Unexpected. Thank you so much for the time, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Randy. Thank you.
Same to you. And a shout out to all the armed men and women in the armed forces around the world.
Great. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.